101.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is Rising, name of the show. We're going to have Jen Lombari up shortly, but I'm going to play like three tunes prior to that. I'm going to start with Springsteen has a new CD out. And people that know me know I'm a huge Springsteen guy. I'm going to play something off of that. It's a little different for him, but I like that about him, that he changes things up. Then I'm going to play some Teenage Bottle Rocket. We have a show this Sunday at Once, which I'll be going to. So yeah, there are not many people that are probably in the Springsteen Teenage Bottle Rocket camp, but I happen to be one of them. And so I'm going to play some Springsteen, some Teenage Bottle Rocket, and maybe something else. And we'll be back probably in like 11 minutes or so with Jen, play some tunes and talk about her CD. Here we go. All right, WMFO in Medford. That was Green Day with Revolution Radio. Before that, Teenage Bottle Rocket, a song called Summertime. And Springsteen's new stuff, the song was called The Wayfarer off of Western Stars. I'm here with Jen Lombari and Doug. You go with the... I'm not going to...
Metivier.
There you go. Doug Metivier. So, we're here. So tell me a little about your band, Jen. This current band, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, Doug and I, we are Stubborn Hearts. We're a two-piece melodic punk band. And we've just been playing since, what, October 2018?
Something like that.
I guess we started technically around there. We've just been playing around Rhode Island, Boston, and Worcester. And we're having a lot of fun, and we just want to get our stuff out there to as many people.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming up. I just found out probably that you drove up from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But as you said, the scene is a little more hopping here probably than down in Rhode Island.
By far.
This is where you got to go where the clubs are at, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got clubs down there, but more of the bands that we're into and bands that we fit with are up this way. So
right. Well, that's cool. So you have a new CD out, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But first, we're going to have you play a tune.
Okay. Well, we didn't bring amps and drums and stuff, so I'm playing acoustic. But we have three songs now that we can play for you acoustic. This song is on the album, and it's called Down With It.
Good enough.
All right. I can start? Okay.
Go at it. I should tell quickly, I didn't know you guys at all, but I went to the Jungle opening, I guess you'd call it, and Paul was there from Boston Groupie News.
Paul Blowfish?
Yeah. and he introduced us, and so I was like, wow, and so I listened, I said, great band, I like these songs a lot, and here we are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to play something off CD. We're going to come back, talk a bit more. Jen's going to play another number. Right now, this is something by Bad Religion, though.
An intellectual capacity that I believe is in the air.
That was new stuff from Bad Religion. It's called Age of Unreason off their new CD. Where is it? The title of it is, I think, Age of Unreason. But I took my glasses off, so I really can't see, so I'm not sure what it's called. But it's good. I like it a lot. Back with Jen Lombari and Doug. And so...
Hey, he's pronouncing my last name correctly.
Yeah.
He's avoiding messing up yours.
I am. Just letting it sit at Doug.
Jen and
so
Doug.
We were talking about your do you write from your experiences alone, or do you try and pull other things in, like things you see out there that you write about?
Or it's mostly my experiences, but sometimes, every once in a while, I'll be inspired by something and try to use that as a storyline, I guess. But
yeah.
It always ends up being about something that I've experienced. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I guess if somebody was like, who's that song about? Well, I guess there's a person that the song was about, but really, not to sound selfish, but they're about me.
Like, well, I think most people.
But it's about like how you
do
how
that.
You're relating to something or dealing with something or.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you do melody? Do you do lyrics or guitar work first? Or
it varies.
Varies, bounces around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes him and I are just hanging out in my kitchen, coming up with weird stuff, and
sometimes
it happens at practice, sometimes it happens alone, I don't know, there's no rhyme or reason.
I want to
it.
Talk a little bit about Trixie, way to go. Trixie, you were telling me, what's the name, what's that all about?
Oh, that picture on the cover was given to me recently by my cousin, and it's a picture of my grandmother on my mother's side, and her dog's name was Trixie.
The dog's in there, huh?
She's holding the dog in that picture. And
I have CD in hands. I'm a CD person. I like physical products.
Buy CDs.
There's even two buttons in here. Thanks.
Yeah, there's pins. There's stickers. We gave you a nice little package.
Sweet.
But yeah, the dog's name was Trixie, and the dog met a very sad end, so I wanted to honor the dog.
I'm not going to ask.
Don't ask.
I'll get upset.
But... I felt like the dog needed to be honored when I heard the story.
Cool.
So I was like, you know what? What do you think of this, Doug?
And yeah, I'm like, I love it. Send it.
So.
Do it. Print it.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
You told me there are lyrics in here?
Yeah, the lyrics are inside
cool
the CD.
Which is cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can come to our shows and buy the CD. We'd love that. We'd love to see your faces.
It's short money.
What's that?
It's short money.
Yeah. It's like... $5, I think, charging for them. But you can also buy it on iTunes, and it's on Spotify, and
we're on like
Apple
Bandcamp
Music.
And stuff like that.
Bandcamp,
all those spots.
Yeah. Your usual digital music platforms.
But I like...
You have a radio voice, Doug.
Oh, do I?
You do.
I've been told that.
Are you thinking about a radio gig? No. This one's easy. You just show up, you volunteer, and they'll give you a show. It'll be like at 3 in the morning for a couple of years, but...
Oh, that's fine.
You're up anyway.
At some point. Not on a regular basis, right?
No.
All right. You want to play us another one?
Yeah. This one is not on the CD, so you have to come see us if you want to hear it with drums and amps and all that. But this song is called The Connection.
Great stuff.
Thank you. That was weird. I haven't done that acoustic in a little while.
I know. It was so hard to not play along.
I was watching do air drums.
You could have. I thought maybe you'd bring a tambourine and bang away or something.
Yeah, I'd get carried away on that one.
You'd
go crazy.
Yeah,
lightly.
It's baseball bats and diving boots for me.
I saw you guys, like I said, live at, and I thought
the jungle.
The jungle. Yeah. The opening of the jungle.
That was fun.
Soft opening.
Yeah. Industry night.
Yeah. All the cool kids were there.
Yeah,
it was like invite only thing. All right, I'm gonna play something off of Rumbar Records. We'll be back.
Blue.
Yeah, Blue. This is a band called, you ever heard of Mono and Stereo?
Yeah.
We'll play something by Mono. They might be coming around, rumor has it, at some point. Get them out here, you know. But I know it's hard to travel. They're in the Midwest, Rockford, I think they're from. So yeah, it's not easy to do these things.
That's why we do the New England Triangle.
Yeah, the Tri-City area.
Yeah. Bermuda
Boston,
Triangle.
Providence.
Mm-hmm. The Holy Trinity.
Well, we do have a show in Middletown coming up, so that's a vacation.
Yeah. I don't even know what Middletown is.
We'll tell you all about it after the song.
Yeah, after this short break.
Yes. All right. We'll be back.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed. Out too long.
conversation is going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long, 'cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm getting lost everywhere I go. I'm getting bad. I'm getting old. I'm getting lost.
right, we're back. That was Jeff Palmer. New stuff from him called Velcro Shoes, from Pulling Out All the Stops. Heard Mono and Stereo, The Conversation, off their new EP, Can't Stop the Bleeding. Back with Jen and Doug. And you you know a lot of these people I've been playing. Are you toured with them or played with them?
Played shows with them.
Played shows with them.
I know of Rumbar Records.
Lou, just from, right.
Yeah.
How do you not know Lou? If
playing
you're
shows at radio when that was yeah. around. And Doug and I played at radio a while back when we were in a band called Sour Punch. And
radio was great.
Radio was
awesome. Radio was wicked cool.
It just showed up in my Facebook memories the other day of you with the gun.
Oh, my God. With like the big buck hunter big, game gun.
Yeah. Laying on the floor, sniping everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
From behind the amps and guitars. God.
There's not quite a scene where you're at, you were telling me.
There is. I mean, I don't want to say it's...
Yeah, I don't.
It's bad, right. It's good.
It's a good scene. There's just not a lot of melodic punk, I guess.
Like you were saying, more like what you guys do.
Yeah.
Musically,
yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of like metal and hardcore and...
Yeah.
Americana.
Yes.
Yeah. Cowboy core.
That's a new one. I never heard of cowboy.
I just made it up.
That works.
It's mine, but anyone wants to use it. Yeah. Cowboy core.
Cowboy core, TM. Mm-hmm.
Because you've been playing music long before this band.
Oh, yeah.
You've been playing music since before I was born.
That's true.
Ooh.
It's true.
How old are you, Doug?
How old am I? 27.
Okay.
I'm 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I'm an old fart. I can't stop playing music. I don't know what else to do with myself.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I love it. It's like, ever since I was a kid, all I want to do is play music.
Yeah.
There's no reason to
but,
stop.
But, you know, you got to make money, too, so.
Right.
You got to have a job.
That's the hard part of it. Do you know The Neighborhood? Do you know being called The Neighborhood?
Yeah.
It was cool. I went to the Carissa show at The Plow, and Lee jumped up, and they did a Bonzo together. And I'm like, this is so cool, because The Neighborhoods, they first started like 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is relatively new. She's still on the younger side of where
Chris
we're at.
Great.
And so I'm like, it's like a connect of great local rock and roll.
Yeah.
And yeah, and if people want to still do it, as long as they can do it, why not do it if it's something
if
they enjoy?
People still right. like it and it's relevant.
Yeah, and you still got people coming out. Maybe not as much as they used to, but they're coming out.
Come
yeah.
to the shows. We want to see you.
I know. We're there for us. Like, we want to play, but when you're there, it's better.
Sure.
Like,
let's party.
Yeah.
We should plug the show. By the way, I don't think we even mentioned
it. Oh, go ahead. We should plug that
take
show.
Take it away, Doug.
That show that is Sunday at O'Brien's?
Yes. So, come there.
Who else is on the bill?
Oh, Waiver Wire.
Oh.
The Burning Lights, I believe, is another band. Am I confusing two shows?
He's pulling it up as we speak.
Yeah.
We're getting the official bill here.
Go ahead.
So, we've got... The Burning Lights, Waiver Fire, Stubborn Hearts, and The Ones You Forgot.
The Ones You Forgot are fun.
And
they're from New Jersey.
That's at O'Brien's this Sunday, the 23rd.
Very energetic show this is going to be.
We're going to have a blast. Come on down.
Yeah, I've seen you guys. Very energetic indeed.
I'm looking forward to it. I was telling him on the way up, I'm like, I just can't wait because, you know, we're like a food-motivated band. I'm like, I'm going to get sliced cheese pizza from Pizzeria Regina, and then we're going to do sound check.
This is what we do the week before a gig. We plan out what we're going to order.
The meal? You plan the meal out?
We're totally food-oriented.
It's almost more relevant than the show.
Yeah.
What can we eat around?
It's like, well, we did band practice.
Well, we know our songs, but we don't know their menus.
You don't know the eateries or menus or any of that stuff.
So, yeah.
Have you, I'm sure you've been to O'Brien's before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've played there in
many formats.
A few different bands, but I've been there to see a bunch of shows, too. Ryan always puts on banger of a show over there.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that's one of Paul of Boston Groupie News' fame. He likes that place a lot.
Yep. He's come there to see my old band, Lucky United, a couple times. He took some photos of us and made mention of us on his website. I like O'Brien's.
Yeah, he gave us a little plug on this upcoming.
I saw that. Thank you.
Groupies, yeah.
Have you been to O'Brien's before?
Not that I can remember.
No.
Ooh. Yeah.
First time.
It's nice there.
I like it.
That sounded convincing.
No, it is.
I like O'Brien's.
Okay.
It's like there's a lot of good clubs there. Actually, you got what else was down there?
Great Scott.
And what's
Brighton
the
Music
Brighton
Hall.
Music Hall? Mm-hmm. So they get bigger. Brighton Music Hall gets a lot of like national acts.
Yeah, I've played all three of them, and I like them all. I don't have anything bad to say about either one of them.
Yeah, The fingers are coming to Brighton Music Hall, so stiff little fingers.
Oh, right.
Who I've seen, again, often.
I played a show with Henry Clooney.
Really?
Yep. At Club Hell years ago.
Oh, Lord. That time machine.
Yep. A lot of fun there.
All right. Bang
spilled
one.
A lot of PBR on that floor.
Oh, boy.
So what are we doing? Am I playing another song?
Sure.
All right. This is the song that is the last song on our album. It's an acoustic track, which we never play it live, but I like when bands do like an acoustic track at the end to like tie it all together. And the song's called Afterlife. And we've got these really cool shirts and stickers and pins with two ghosts on them, and that kind of like tied that together. So you can get those at our shows. Always advertising. But yeah, this is that song. It's called Afterlife. If I don't mess it up.
Lately I wish we were regressing. It'd be far less depressing. Gonna kill each other or live happily ever after. It's really up to you, celebrating 3 years together apart. Things were so much better for you years ago. Happy anniversary. I still think the world of you.
All that stuff.
Thank you.
Now that's not on Tricks. Yours is it?
No, that is. That's the last song on it.
Sweet.
Yeah, I like to tie things together with a nice acoustic track at the end, and I like when bands do that.
I've always loved that. that little reprieve at the end of,
right,
you know.
But you've never done that with, well, you'd be uninvolved if you did it live, right?
Yeah.
I'd have to just go get a drink or
something. You could saunter off stage and that's all, folks.
Come back for the encore.
Yeah.
Right, that's an idea.
We had an encore once.
We did that one encore that one time.
I don't even remember what happened.
The crowd was demanding it. They were going,
wow. Yeah, but it was like, I don't know. I think we played something that we weren't quite ready to play yet.
And no, we played a song we knew. We played songs we didn't know how to play during the set, which is why we got an encore.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That makes sense. So if we totally screw up, people want to hear more. But when we practice our set,
yeah, when we nail it, everyone's like, all right, when's the next band on?
Yeah. But no, we just, I don't know.
Do you know...
What's going on? Bruce Springsteen coming in?
I know. And you know, it's one of those, it's one of those rogue calls from like Sweden.
It's good old robocallers.
Yeah, damn.
Let's robocall people. We couldn't call people from a radio station. Live on the air.
I used to have a guy call, it wasn't a prank call, he was serious, but he used to constantly, he stopped, and I don't mind Jethro Tull, but he used to call and request Jethro Tull weekly. Ooh. And he'd always say it was his birthday, Ian Anderson's birthday. And he'd say, hey, can you play some Jethro Tull? It's Ian Anderson's birthday. And I played it a few times. And then I would just be like, no, it's an hour show. I can't throw an 8-minute Tull thing in here.
We won't ask you to play any Jethro Tull.
Not that I mind Jethro Tull, but yeah, I was like, all right, I'm not doing it. But yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, great stuff. And what do you know when you go on Sunday, mid? Probably like third band on, something like that.
Have no idea.
You're just going to get there early, have pizza, and
be
ready to...
And we're always at the shows early, too, if you want to like stop in and say hi and all that good stuff.
And we, I mean...
She's friendly. I couldn't.
You sulk in the back.
He's friendly. Yeah. He's just quiet. And I walk in, and I'm just like, hey, what's going on? I haven't seen you in front.
Yeah. Like Paul, when Paul introduced you, like, you're like, oh, Lombardi and Lusardi. Hey, that works.
Yeah. I like talking to everybody, and... I'm excited to catch all the bands. We've played with Waiver Wire, though. Didn't we? Or I played a solo show with them.
I think that's what happened.
Something happened. But the other bands we haven't played with, but we're excited to.
No, and it's always cool. As I mentioned, I think I posted about this. It's cool to go see shows and catch many acts because you find people you never heard of and you didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
And the great bands. And that's the only way to do it is to go to... And if you just go specifically for the one band you want to see, then, you know, you're not going to... See these bands that you don't know anything about that you might like.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
And we get in there. We, you know, we're on time. We stick around for all the bands, and
which is I think that's is that a courtesy thing within the bands? Like if a band's on and they blow out of there, like damn.
Yeah, I mean,
stick around, right?
Stay till the end of the show, like
especially like the band members of the bands that are playing, like they'll just leave,
right?
Which I mean, I guess if you're on tour and you've got to like catch up with family and phone calls and all that stuff. But like,
most local bands on tour and the
right, it's so
they
it's
usually
like,
stay
do inside and watch us. We're watching you, you know.
Right.
I don't know. It's just common courtesy.
But they usually do, I think. Right.
Most of the time,
but
yeah.
But for the most part,
I've been at a show or two, and I'm not going to mention bands, and they were like, "Damn, can you believe they screwed out of here before the?" And yeah, so I think it's like a courtesy thing, like stick around.
Yeah, but we've been playing some really fun shows, and all the bands have been super cool.
Yeah.
We just went. Oh, we did our CD release. That was the last show we did.
Yeah, that was at our home field, the News Cafe over in Pawtucket.
Yep, we love the news.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, we played with the High End. They're from up here.
Yes, yeah.
The Worried and Benny Sizzler, which is Gail Greenwood from Belly and L7 and Boneyard. She plays guitar with them guys. And that was a lot of fun. She liked our set, so that was pretty rad.
Yeah. So you've been on some cool bills.
Yeah. And what do we have coming up? We're playing with the Queers in August.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Is that up here or?
No, we're playing Alchemy.
Alchemy. Yeah, that's in Providence.
But we will play up here if whoever books that show is listening. I don't even know. Are they playing up here? Or are they playing Worcester? They're playing Worcester.
They're playing Worcester. They're playing Ralph's.
All right.
Ralph's Rock Diner.
Yep.
Yeah.
We like Ralph's.
I've never been to Ralph's.
No?
But I know they get good shows there.
Yeah, they have good veggie burgers, too.
Do you see the food tie-in?
Yeah.
You know?
And
always.
Then what's, we have later on in August, we're playing in Middletown.
Don't know where Middletown is.
It's near Newport. So okay. It's like a beachy kind of thing.
So you guys bounce around. Like you said, you kind of cover a area here. You're not just local. Like some bands never leave like the circumference of like three towns.
Yeah, it's like I'm not afraid to go play in front of people I don't know. Like
yeah. You have to, yeah.
We don't need a security blanket. We just show up.
Like, which is great, yeah.
But, I mean, we try to do one Rhode Island show a month and then one somewhere else. You know, we both work. This, you know, life. So we can't really to play too much, but we also don't want to overplay an area. So.
Don't want to saturate them.
Yeah, right. So, but we're doing two August shows in Rhode Island, but in Rhode Island, if you have to drive more than 10 minutes, it might as well be another state.
Yeah.
So Middletown and Providence in the same month is A-OK.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Most people in Rhode Island don't know Middletown is in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Like it's like that. Know.
But...
Oh, you got to take the bridge?
It's a cool little taco and burrito joint.
You should put like a book out of the eateries around.
I know, right?
Right? Or a blog of some sort about the eateries around all these venues that you're playing.
Yeah, we were supposed to play that show at Maggie's and then it ended up getting double booked.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that this weekend. But we were like ready. We were like, oh, they got the pretzels with the hot cheese.
Instantly book the show. Their food's great.
Like if the show falls through, you just go and eat anyway.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's a really cool spot.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. All right, time's flying. It's 8:50. I got to play some tunes and button this thing up.
All right.
But I want to thank you again for coming in. It was a lot of fun. And I'll be playing this. This will be in the regular rotation on my show anyway,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Please come to the shows. We want to meet
Sunday night.
Talk to us about what you love about the songs, what you hate about the songs. We want to know it all.
Yeah, tell us about what kind of food you like. We'll talk about food.
Yeah, let's go get pizza.
Let's do it.
We'll have a pizza party on Sunday. Get there early.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to miss any of the bands.
Exactly.
Get there early, stay late.
Yeah, well, we're probably on first. I don't know.
Probably.
But I'm getting pizza before we play.
I'm getting pizza before and after we play.
All right,
guys.
Thanks.
All righty, no problem. I'm going to play something by Vicky and the Vengeance. We'll be back to say see you in about 9, but all right, here we go.
Yeah. forget the day when I got the news. Felt like my heart was crushed, I was so confused. You were so alone, could have used a friend. Saw no way out, said for it I'll do it. Wish I could go back to relive that day. Make you understand, make it all okay. Just a little hope, light at the end. Now I hear those words that she said. After a year or so, I saw her sitting there, drunk on the curb with the tear fields dead. Her hair was black and blue, saw her once alive. Looked like she lived it on the edge of her life. She was drunk as hell, as being a sign of it. I don't like that stuff, I didn't know what to think. But she looked dead forever, like she could use a friend. That's when she looked at me, and she said, give me the truth, can take another line. And this might be the night that's gonna save my life. Cause I'm sick to death of the hypocrisy. Just want ideas enough to make us all believe that we can find a way. Push all the pain away so I can just feel good for one single day. All we can say, at least we tried. Now I can't forget what she said. I got the news, felt like my heart was crushed, I was so confused. You were so alone, could have used a friend. Saw no way out, said for it I'll do it. Wish I could go back to relive that day. Make you understand, make it all okay. Just a little hope, light at the end. Now I hear those words that she said. Give me the truth, could take another life. Think my feet are mine, that's gonna save my life. Cause I'm sick of death, of the hypocrisy. Just want ideas enough to make us all believe that we can find a way. Push all the pain away so I can just feel good for one single day. All we can say, at least we tried. Now I can't forget what she said.
That was Pennywise with a song called She Said. Before that, Vicky and the Vegans. I think it's Vegans. I don't know how they pronounce it. We Turned Into a Lie was the name of the song. It's 8:57 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Skybar. Sam is up next. Do stay tuned. I'm going to close with something by a local band called The Downhauls. See ya.